Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
Well, Oregon on its second bye week, but that doesn't mean J. Joseph Harrington doesn't show up, even though it's Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Well, thank you. I was a little bit, not concerned, but I was like, what are you insinuating that I'm not showing up? Or, but it was actually that I did show up. Thought we were starting off on like an undercut.
Kind of a backhanded compliment sort of thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Are you, your kids are too old for Halloween, correct?
This is our last foray, foray into the, I've got one who is just, I think probably on his last year of trick-or-treating. Mm.
Is that a happy or sad time? Probably happy.
I'm not a big Halloween fan.
Me neither. What now? If we come to your house dressed as stupid kids and ask for Halloween candy, what are we getting?
Well, obviously peanut M&Ms. You're in that
nice.
It's a great move.
Full bag.
Full bag or the fun size?
No. See, what we like to do is we like to overbuy on the fun sizes. Mm. That way you don't have to lock yourself into, you come up and it's like a full bag of peanut M&Ms. So that's great if you love peanut M&Ms, but what if you want like a small bag of peanut M&Ms and like two Reese's and a Snickers? Yeah. Like that way you can kind of mix and match.
It's a good call. It really is. Except then in those fun bags of candy, there's always one bastard candy that no one wants. And I think they do it on purpose, like an Almond Joy or something.
Don't be knocking the Almond Joy now.
Well, here's the thing.
We've had this conversation.
I know,
Almond Joy is in the top five of Halloween candy.
It's not in your opinion, but the masses don't like the Almond Joy.
No. What you don't realize is they actually ask me for my opinion, and they're set precedents based off of that in the candy manufacturing community.
But you,
that is why they're in those bags.
You can admit that if we put a take one, piece of candy bowl out And we get an array of candies. The one that will be left at the end is the Almond Joy. It's like the plain Lay's chip. Some people love the plain Lay's, but it will always be the one or the plain Frito that will be left.
Okay, and I think we can also start most conversations and end most conversations with the statement that most people are dummies, right? That applies to pretty much. So if we take, like, we've used that logic in so many of our conversations, and if we use that logic for this here, that says that most people are dummies by leaving the Almond Joy in the bowl.
Yeah. We understand. I mean, it's no big hunk. I mean, we've talked about the Harrington family and their love of randos, including the Almond Joy and or the Big Hunk.
But wait. Well, see, apparently I discredited your Big Hunk super secret information gathering.
That is true.
Mission. You're coming back to false information here. This is a false narrative. This is fake news.
Well, it was fake news that we found very reliable at the time. I mean, it was a Harrington circle of trust.
Oh, and I found out who the violator of that circle was, and let's just say we put the squash on that real quick.
Understand?
He's 6 feet under. So wait, isn't Almond Joy coconut?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, don't you just like coconut's pretty divisive? So if you like coconut, you like an Almond Joy. If you don't like coconut, you don't like an Almond Joy. Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It is it's pineapple on a pizza.
Exactly.
It's very divisive.
Exactly.
People love it, and a lot of people, or ketchup on a hot dog. It's one of those weird rando food things that people feel very passionate about for some reason, including you. Like, I mean, I could hear there was a tenor in your voice there. You do not like the slight of the Almond Joy.
You very nearly insulted one of my children. Like, that's how close we came.
But when's the last time you put on a Halloween outfit? Are you like at all when your kids were little?
We would do the family. We did the full Harry Potter.
Oh.
Jack was, this was, Emmett had a phase where he was going through the, he actually tested into the Slytherin house at first, but has kind of settled into the Hufflepuff. But he went as Malfoy, and Jack was Harry, and Emily was Hermione, and I went as, no, she was, sorry, she was McGonagall, and I went as Dumbledore. And then her sister was Hermione, and their daughter was Hedwig, and brother-in-law was Voldemort. And then brother was Hagrid. That's right. We had the whole thing going.
Slytherin is a poser house, by the way, just so you know. It's for, like, weird emo goth kids. I can't get on board with Slytherin. Ravenclaw for life.
Yeah, that's a pretty Ravenclaw thing to say. Pretty judgmental.
What is happening? I understand none of this.
Rob's just, Rob's out in left field. What?
What is your best?
Isn't this sports talk? What are we talking about?
You can talk about hot Quidditch talk. Yeah, I mean, if you got kids, we all had to go through the Potter thing, man. That's what happens.
What is your best Halloween costume ever?
Ooh.
Stumped him.
I got him. Doesn't everyone have a gold medal Halloween costume?
Like when you were a kid? They're
like, man, I really killed that.
Yeah.
Like, I was really good that year.
100%. And there's a difference between, like, because you have your kid one and then maybe one when you were, like, an adult. You know, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you know, I honestly felt pretty good about my Dumbledore.
Yeah.
I was pretty good. I felt pretty solid in the Dumbledore. And this is going to be I'm going to throw this out here. Okay. We're that whole circle of trust, right? We're keeping it right here in the circle and all 63,000 people who are listening. There was a group of us that all dressed as our moms one year for Christmas or for Halloween.
That's pretty good. That's phenomenal.
Huh. And I pretty much nailed the Valerie Harrington costume.
Oh, man. Now, can we talk about one or two key pieces that nailed Val? I need to know.
I think a sweater.
Well, first of all, it's I have Val's hair. Like, I have just this thickish, poofish, you know, and so, you know, it was a very easy to make Val's hair. And then there was, Val is very much in the jewel tone category, right? She has she has a theme. She has a place in which she is very comfortable, and you know, kind of knocked a few pieces of those out of the park. It was a good solid costume.
Nice. Did you use her jewels?
No, so not jewels, like jewel tone. Like she likes to wear a lot of like kind of like dark red, like reddish purpley kind of, and then there's like a
I was hoping that she had like a Navajo theme, like maybe some nice southwestern turquoise pieces, a big brooch, or possibly some sweater shoulder pads.
There was definitely shoulder pads involved, and there were a couple of big hoop earrings, I think, that were part of the ensemble. Maybe some bangle bracelets at the time. You know, because this was in the '80s.
That's so good. Now, Rob, Rob is the ultimate non-Halloween. Have you ever dressed up, Rob?
As an adult, no.
Yeah, I was good. Like college?
I don't remember. Mm. That was a fuzzy time.
Rob has blacked it all out.
I don't know. I remember a few childhood costumes. We'd have to make our own.
Yeah,
we were poor and cheap. You know,
well, we didn't have good costumes back in the day. You could just go down to Spirit and, pull something.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
You had to get creative. Like, my mom made me a Smurf one year. It was a lot of hand.
I remember making a Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, I'm totally, now that you said that, I am completely changing my best kid costume. And because it was made by my mom, it was the Cobra, G.I. Joe, and then Cobra.
Yeah.
Right? The villains in that?
Cobra Commander.
Exactly. I was a Cobra Commander, and she, cut out the symbol out of, felt, red felt, and I had, it was solid.
Yeah.
She crushed it that year.
Yeah, my mom was pretty good. Like, she would get creative with it, and she would make a lot of costumes like that. And then, one year in college, it was very disturbing, but we were having a party and we were trying to do of course, offensive costumes. And I went as Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. And let's just say a nude thong was involved. And there was a certain scene of Buffalo Bill that I went as, and I won for most offensive costume. That was by far the most, it was the best and the worst thing that I've ever done for Halloween.
Yeah,
and you got to do the dance, you know.
we're gonna go ahead and leave it right there because I don't want it to go.
Last Halloween question: what is Emmett? You said this is his grand finale
last year. He got out on top, right?
What is he leaving the house as tonight?
He is going as 3-time F1 world champion Max Verstappen.
Whoa! Okay. So he's got the Red Bull outfit and everything?
He went full Red Bull, yep.
Got the helmet?
Got the cap. No helmet. We're going with the baseball cap and the zip-up suit. So,
nice. Yeah. Is Max Verstappen a good guy? I know nothing about him other than he dominates F1.
Yeah.
Do we know if he's a good guy?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's give him a call. See if he picks up.
You probably have him on speed dial, don't you?
Is he German? No. Where is he?
No, he is.
I can't remember.
I'm looking it up now. He's
hold on. Dutch? Hold on. It's not Austrian. I saw this on the show.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
Are you guys using your computers?
He's Dutch.
Dang it, I knew that.
He's a Dutchman.
He's pretty good at racing.
Yeah, yep. It turns out that guy can he can turn left and right.
Let's get to something of lesser importance, and that is Oregon football coming up next.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're contractually obligated to talk to you about Oregon football. So how good is Oregon? Does Joey know? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, we are back with Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX, who contractually obligates us to discuss the Oregon Ducks, even though it's a bye week. Although the next game, Suk and I are already very excited for the Iowa game, just because. Well, I mean,
the
we probably
the hospital wave.
Well, that I think it's a good environment. That's one.
Yeah.
Two, it's a good program, good mm-hmm. team, but mm-hmm. they're kind of like. They're a bit like playing one of the service academies where it's just kind of a novelty game. Like, you know the type of game it's going to be, and it's kind of fun to test your mettle in that way. You know what I mean?
You mean a boring,
yes.
non-offensive...
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. See, for me, I would not call it a service academy game because... Service academies are limited, or they are truly limited in the size of the players they can get. Like, you're never going to have a dominant offensive lineman at the Air Force Academy because nobody, you have to be able to fit into an airplane. So nobody can be more than 6'4", 255 pounds. Like, that is the physics of it. At Iowa, see, this reminds me more of like the Wisconsin game from last year. The game where, like, you're going into some place that has been, you know, Big Ten, grinded out, power football for the better part of the last half century, and you know what you're going to get, but that product could also beat you. I don't ever think of going into Army or Navy or and yeah. think that they could beat Oregon.
I think
we watched the Wisconsin game last year. Which was a what? 8-4 team, an 8-4 Wisconsin team that yeah. dominated the tempo that entire game and had a chance to win it there in the fourth quarter. That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, the only my only comparison to Service Academy is just that this is it's kind of a game that's unusual. That's what I meant. Like it's in no other way does it resemble the Service Academies. It's just a game, and you had one last year, like you said, the Wisconsin game. We thought we'd get more of these in the Big Ten. Turns out there haven't been, but Iowa, going there, you just kind of know what you're in for, and it's a cool, different kind of test.
Yeah. Would you call Stanford a service academy game?
No, but I think like, that's...
Not anymore, but back in the day, yeah. In the old Pac-12, yeah.
It was different.
They were different. Yeah, they were different than everyone okay. else.
So yeah. You're just saying it's just different.
It's just okay. a different type of game.
And that's where I go with this, is this has a Stanford feel where... You know, Iowa.
Stanford was better. That's the thing.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying. Like, I've seen Iowa play a couple times this year. One, their offense isn't as bad as it was. They've changed offensive coordinators. They have scored points this year. Now, granted, it's not going to wow you, but they have the number one ranked offensive line by Pro Football Focus. And their two losses, mm-hmm. they had no business losing to Iowa State. And with 2.5 minutes left in the game, they were tied with Indiana and were kicking a field goal to take the lead. And then it kind of got away from him in the last couple minutes. So I'm just saying, Iowa is going to be a outside of what Indiana was, which obviously we know how that went. This is going to be by far Oregon's biggest test of the year.
Well, and it's a good thing that Oregon is playing their best football right now. Coming into yeah, oh, wait a minute,
oh, yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. If they play the way they did against Wisconsin, they'll
oh
get.
Oh my God, I don't know what happened. Like, we were sitting there in the stands looking at each other like, what the hell is going on here?
They caught a case of Big Ten offense. Yeah, it's contagious.
How concerned are you about the offense?
I'm not concerned. I am a little befuddled. Look, if this was a week out, you know, since the end of August, I'd be concerned. This was a really crummy offensive game in a really crummy look, TV did not do justice to how terrible it was to play in those,
yeah, it looked bad.
In those elements. Yeah. It was bad. And granted, it wasn't raining sideways at the start of the game, but by the second quarter, it was, it wasn't pleasant. So yeah. Do you have to chalk some of it up to that? Sure. I'm most concerned, or I guess left the game most concerned, but it sounds like everything's going to be okay with Dante's face. But it sounds like things are going to be okay there. So yeah, I'm not worried. Every team has a bump like this. There are very few teams that go through start to finish and walk away from every game saying, "Yep, that was exactly what we wanted to do." That's the point of playing is figuring out how to adjust, figuring out how to deal with, let's say, adversity, but deal with not being perfect and still coming out with a win. So I'm not worried.
Do you know how good they are?
Oregon?
Yeah. Do we know? Or I guess maybe we'll find out in November. Three pretty big games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you could. So I'm not going to downgrade the Penn State game in the way that I think a lot of people are going into Happy Valley on a wideout night game against a very good football team at the time. Were they the number two team in the country? No. No, they've shown that they weren't. I do think there's a little bit of getting the wind knocked out of their sails by Oregon. But yeah, and then losing to Indiana, I don't know. I think they still have the potential to be a really, really good football team this year. But this stretch it's going to be a gut check time over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
What do you think is the toughest game left?
Well, I would say this week.
Well, next week.
Well, yeah, good point.
More so than USC or Washington?
I just don't want to say it. I don't want to say Washington. Like, it just pains me. That's why I'm hesitating. Is about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was like, this Washington team is being overlooked. I'm assuming they're finally into the top 25.
No, not yet.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Right, they're also receiving votes.
Like this is a team that had Ohio State, 17-14.
Mm-hmm. It was a one score game,
fourth quarter.
Yep.
Oh, this is a good football team.
Yeah.
And did they look as good? You know, the eyeball test at the beginning of October told me that Oregon was a better team than Washington. The eyeball test right now, I don't know, on the road in Seattle. Like there's a lot of things that could go sideways in an environment like that. And that one makes me nervous.
Yeah. That was kind of what I was looking at the start of the year, and some people are giving me crap for it, but I thought Washington would be good. I don't think they're elite. I don't think they are, but you looked at their schedule and I said, there is a real path for them to be 9-2. And unless there's a major upset here, they're going to be, a touchdown favorite in their next three games. They should be 9-2 with Oregon coming in there, and funky things happen in rivalry games, end of the year, that crowd's going to be nuts, and that's going to have real playoff implications. And I think Oregon is significantly better than Washington, but that is not going to be an easy place to go up and and have that game. And who knows what the weather is going to be like in November. Yep. And, you know, as just a, as a fan, those are the sort of rivalry games I want to see. And I think because I was up there 2 years ago when they had the game in Seattle, the, you know, Bo Nix, and when Washington played for the national championship. And, you know, when Autzen or Husky Stadium are rocking, those are as good of environments as you can find in the country. And I know Autzen is a special place, and Washington has certainly lost some luster, but when it's cranked up, that again is an unbelievable place. And what more could you ask for than a playoff spot potentially on the line, two bitter rivals, end of the year, last game? Sign me up for it. Let's go.
Yeah, it's going to be cranked up. I don't want to, I don't want to think about that. That's just like a month of like stewing, of like having it sit in your, like, why do you have to ask me that question? Why can't we just deal with the what's right in front of us, which is Iowa, which is good. Let's talk about the kids in the hospital and waving to them. And what a great, that's the kind of stuff that makes you feel good. That's the kind of stuff that I don't sit and like dread for the next month.
My friend went there when Washington played, I think it was last year at Iowa. And he says, it's a hostile place. Like, he was kind of expecting the whole Midwest, like, friendly vibes. He said, those Iowa fans, he said, they get after you a little bit. It is not all Midwest, nicey, nice kissy
face. Yeah, but they wave to the kids.
They do wave to the kids. And then they said, then they tell you to go blank yourself.
So he said, not like Nebraska, where they'll welcome you in. And,
right, yeah.
You know,
that's what
Nebraska used to beat the brakes off you and then say, God, you know, it was so really nice that you guys came. Welcome. They're I hope great. You come back again.
Well, and that's what he was expecting. Like, was that like all shucks kind of thing? And he goes, dude, it's kind of nasty.
Iowa's a little mean.
Yeah, he said Iowa's got like a mean streak that you don't expect from their fans because you just think the whole hospital thing. But he said it's kind of a trip to see him like waving at kids and then 2 seconds later having them saying the most insulting thing to your wife possible.
You know what the best thing about Oregon football right now is doesn't matter
the
what
collaboration with Grateful Dead.
That's pretty good. I got something better. You have a coach who is only 39 years old, and you, generally speaking, everyone likes him and thinks he's really good, and you know that he's not going anywhere. That's the best thing about Oregon football right now.
I could not agree with you anymore.
I mean, that is amazing.
Yeah.
The stability.
Dan Lanning wants to be in Oregon.
Yeah.
And that is the best feeling as an alum, as a former player, as a, you know, anybody connected. Like, for so many years, we felt like people were using us and using our brand and using our visibility to get to where they wanted to go. Dan wants to be here, and that's all I've ever wanted.
Yep. And he's only 39. He might be here for 40 years.
Ooh.
20 years.
There you go. Whenever someone says they want to be there, I just think in the world of college football, dude, if someone's there for 10 years, consider that a win. Guys just don't. I mean, you still have like the Kirk Ferentz's of the world and Kyle Whittingham's, but it's just, it's a different world. It's a different world where, you know, it's like being married in Hollywood. If you're married in Hollywood for 10 years, you're basically have been together forever. And then
the best part, though, and what's so different, like, people are using, whether or not you want to go somewhere else, whether or not you want to go take the Florida job, or whether you want, coaches will use that as leverage to get themselves another contract in the place that they are. What I love about Dan is, hey, do you want to go? No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to be right here. There's no wishy-washy. There's no avoiding the question. There's no insulting the reporter who said, now, why would you ask me something? Like, no, I don't want to go. That's what I guess there was a little bit of frustration around that a couple of weeks ago because he's said it so many times. But point is, you know where he stands. And that's the best part. That's the best thing as a player is to know exactly what your coach is thinking.
All right, enjoy Halloween. Don't get spooked.
I'm going to try not get spooked by the bowl of candy that's sitting over there right now.
No, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
You walk by it, and it's like, oh, you know what? It's just a little. It's just a little mini size. You know, it can't do any damage.
Yep.
Yeah. It's,
well, it can't really.
Do you realize you've had seven of them, which now equals two full size candy bars?
You open up the garbage, and there's like 11 wrappers in there. It's like,
dang it!
So dangerous.
All right, sir. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
See ya.
All right, that's Joe Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. To kick off the club, ridiculousness about ridiculousness.
See what you did there.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what the heck?
I don't know.
We will get to that next on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.